Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, so this week I'm looking at three new movies from Canada, England, and the U.S. about people looking for their own pot of gold. There's a New Yorker in Quebec looking for love, an Englishman in wartime Prague searching for orphans to rescue, and a young woman in New Mexico looking to flee to Vegas with her bodybuilder girlfriend. French Girl, co-written and co-directed by James A. Woods and Nicholas Wright. Sophie and Gordon are an unmarried couple in New York in their late 30s. Gordon Kinsky, played by Zach Braff, is an 8th grade English teacher in a public school in Brooklyn. He loves donning 16th century tunics to teach Shakespeare to 14-year-olds. Sophie Tremblay, played by Evelyn Brochu, is a wizard in the kitchen. Professional kitchens, that is. She's the chef at a popular restaurant. They're getting ready for a long-awaited vacation in upstate New York, far away from their jobs. But their plans are changed when a strange woman appears. Ruby, played by Vanessa Hudgens, is a celebrity chef with cooking shows and restaurants all around the world. She wants Sophie to audition for executive chef at her newest branch. That's Sophie's dream. The restaurant is in the Chateau Frontenac in Quebec City, Sophie's hometown. For Gordon, who has never left New York City, Quebec is terra incognito. But he agrees to come with her, thinking it's the perfect chance to propose marriage. He'll also offer moral support and meet her family. And what a family it is. The Tremblays live on their sheep farm near Quebec City. There's an angry dad, a doting mom, a gossipy older sister, and Junior, played by Antoine Olivier Pilon, an intimidating cage boxer who collects samurai swords. And then there's their elderly grandma, who has a tendency to pop up beside their bed while they're having sex. Gordon, who speaks no French but understands it, feels very out of place, but still tries desperately to fit in. What he doesn't know, but the family does, is that Ruby, Sophie's potential future boss, is also her former lover. Will Sophie get the job? Will her family accept Gordon? And is the rich, beautiful, and glamorous Ruby competing with him for Sophie's hand? French Girl is a funny and cute rom-com about a culture clash between an eccentric family and a fish out of water. It's also bilingual. The Tremblays speak French while Gordon and Ruby speak back in English. While French Girl follows many of the conventions of a romantic comedy, it still seems sweet, fresh, and delightful. I like this movie despite myself. One Life, directed by James Hawes. It's the late 1980s in a small town, in a small city in England. Nicky Winton, played by Anthony Hopkins, is a retired stockbroker who lives with his wife, Greta, played by Lena Holland. They're expecting a visit soon from their expecting daughter. So she tells him to throw out all his junk to make way for baby. He has tons of files and papers from the 1930s he hasn't looked at in years, plus a treasured leather briefcase with a photo album in it. Everything in the album happened in 1938. That was when Hitler invaded Czechoslovakia to annex the Sudetenland, sending thousands of refugees, mostly Jews, intellectuals, leftists, socialists, and communists, to Prague to stay out of Nazi hands. So a much younger Nicky, played by Johnny Flynn, visits Prague and is overwhelmed by all the refugees, including countless children, many orphans, living in the streets. He wonders how many children could he transport by train to England before Germany invades Prague. There were similar programs for kids in Austria and Germany, but not Czechoslovakia. His German-born mom, played by Helena Bonham Carter, says she'll do whatever she can to help. And a team in Prague is recording names of kids who can be saved. Can Nikki convince the British government to issue visas, raise the needed funds, and find foster parents to take care of the kids? And will he get them out before the Nazis march in? Or is it all a fool's game? One Life is an historical drama based on a true story about an unsung hero and what he accomplished in 1938. The story jumps back and forth between the 30s and the 80s, half about the daring mission of a young man and half about the old Mickey retelling his story. I want to see this film for two reasons. Because of the story, who doesn't want to see children rescued from the Nazis, right? And because it's directed by James Hawes, who brought us that excellent TV spy thriller series, Slow Horses, a show I love. Sadly, One Life couldn't possibly be less thrilling. While there are a few touching moments near the end, most of this film is as slow as molasses. Hopkins sleepwalks through his part while the audience nods off. It's boring. Sad to say, One Life is just a snooze fest. Love Lies Bleeding, co-written and directed by Rose Glass. It's 30 years ago in a small town in New Mexico. Lou, played by Kristen Stewart, works at her estranged father's hardcore gym, a rusty warehouse filled with muscleheads spouting no pay, no gain slogans. Most of her time is spent unclogging toilets with her bare hands or fending off the amorous advances of a crackhead named Daisy, played by Anna Baryshnikov. It's a hellhole. Until a breath of fresh air blows in through the front doors. Jackie, played by Katie O'Brien, is a competitive bodybuilder bedecked in pink and purple lycra with big hair and bigger muscles. She's an Okie just passing through town on her way to a competition in Vegas. But when she decks two lugs who threaten Lou, it's love at first punch. Soon they're making passionate love in Lou's lonely apartment. Soon enough, she's supplying Jackie with steroids to reach body perfection before they head off to Vegas together. But all is not well in rural New Mexico. Lou's brother-in-law, JJ, played by Dave Franco, is a mega douche who works for her dad, Lou Sr., played by Ed Harris. Lou Sr. is a crime boss who runs this town from his gaudy mansion on a hill. When JJ's not cheating on his wife, Lou's sister, he's beating her up. And he has hired Jackie to work at Lou Sr.'s gun club after she agreed to have sex with him. She doesn't yet know that Lou is related to all the rest. But when the truth comes out and Lou's sister ends up beaten up and in ER, Jackie is jacked. She slips into a manic roid rage looking for revenge while pulling Lou into her spiral of violence, death, and retribution. Will Jackie ever make it to Vegas? Will someone pay for the murders? And where will the dead bodies go? Love Lies Bleeding is a brilliantly dark film noir about small-town crime in the Southwest. It's filled with distorted psychedelic fantasies within a tragic world. It's also a love story filled with lots of hot lesbian sex. The production design is amazing. Most of the characters sport 80s mullets, and the whole movie pulses with a driven soundtrack and neon colors. This is only Rose Glass's second feature after St. Maud, but she once again incorporates real settings within a surreal plot. This one includes a behind-the-scenes look at professional bodybuilding, complete with spray-on suntans and their strangely contorted, muscle-popping poses. But beware, the movie is filled with shocking, graphic violence, so if you can't take that, you'd better stay away. Dave Franco is great as a sleazeball, a grizzled Ed Harris is suitably sinister as a crime boss with foot-long, greasy blonde hair spouting beneath a completely bald tonsure. Anna Baryshnikov, yep, the dancer's daughter, is perfect as a hippie girl long past her prime, and Kristen Stewart and newcomer Katie O'Brien absolutely sizzle together. You got to see this. If you're looking for a crime thriller that's gripping, shocking, and aesthetically stunning, don't miss Love Lies Bleeding. One Life, French Girl, and Love Lies Bleeding all open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.